Mention the name Wyatt Earp, and folks often quickly think of a shootout at the OK Corral. You aren't wrong for having those images, but you may be surprised at where that legend of the West spent most of his growing up years. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
When you think of Wyatt Earp, you probably think of the Wild West. But most of his growing up years were spent in Pella, Iowa.
He lived here while he was growing up between the ages of 2 and 16.
Jesse Galligan shares the story from the home where Earp lived as a teen.
This was a part of Pella's history that I think for a while was kind of shoved down. You know, Wyatt, is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy? Did he kill anybody? Who knows?
Today, visitors walk through Earp's home and listen and learn about his life. Wyatt's father was an Army recruiter, and a military life was what Wyatt desired.
His good friend Tommy Cox was able to go join the Army as a drummer, and he saw that and was so upset that he could not do the same. The story goes that multiple times he went down to the recruiting station, and they turned him down and said, "No, we know your dad, and we know that you are not old enough to be part of the Army."
It was Earp's life in the West, specifically at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona, for which most know him. The home here tracks his many stories from many places.
We have a room in our exhibit that just maps out everywhere he went after he headed west with his family in 1864 as a young man and then into his adulthood. And it's just fascinating to see the life that he led after 14-ish years of being right here in Pella.
Stories of Wyatt's youth here are sometimes hard to verify, but one tale has him and his brother in a fight with the Goss boys, who used their Dutch heritage to win the struggle.
One of the Goss boys pulled out his wooden shoe and threatened to toss it or hit Wyatt with the shoe, and then they went running back home. So that's one of our favorite stories.
It's a fun and interesting look at a legend of the Wild West who spent his formative years in the Midwest before embarking on a life that took him to many points in the nation. Drive on the Countryside in Pella, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.